Right now, boys and girls, if you turn with me to John's Gospel and to chapter 14, you'll get the verse that we're going to look at this morning, and it's verse 6, and you could almost repeat it by heart, but who's going to read it for me? Any boy or girl? Going to stand to their feet and read John 14:6. Who's going to do it? Come. Who's going to do it? I'm sounding like an auctioneer. Going. If you don't say it by the time I'm gone, I'm going to read it myself. Gareth, are you going to read it for me? Good man. I gave him a fright, didn't I? Sorry about that. Come on. If I don't get a volunteer, I get oppressed, man. John 14:6. Well, here's a fellow getting up behind you. He's beating you too. We'll have the two of you reading it. All right, you first, Ginger, and then this chap here. Okay. Right, you get them all at once. Okay, Gareth, you go ahead. It's the same verse. Good. Two for the price of one. Right. Now, if you remember past last Sunday to the Sunday before, I told you a story about somebody called Peter. And I wonder if anyone can remember anything about that Peter. I wonder if you can remember where he lived. Now, I'm asking you to go back 2 weeks, not just 1 week. But I told you a story about a person called Peter who lived in London, and he lived in a street with a very, very funny name. Can anyone remember the name of the street? Anyone can have a go? Have you all forgotten? Oh, dear. Anyone can have a go at all? You're awful quiet this morning. Well, he lived in a street called Pudding Lane, didn't he? And it was that Peter who left the oven door open, and a spark came out, we believe, and set the whole place on fire, and that's why Peter of Pudding Lane became very famous. Now, I want to tell you this morning about another Peter who lived in London, two Peters. I know there's a Sunday has come between, but we'll try and join them up together. And this Peter lived a long, long time before Peter of Pudding Lane. This Peter lived way back, let me think, 700 years ago, a long, long time ago. And he had a strange name. I know Peter isn't a strange name, I better be very careful about that. But he had a strange second name. He was called Peter de Colechurch. Now that wasn't really his name, but he was a chaplain who served in a church. And he was called Peter de Colechurch. Now I don't know what kind of preacher he was, or what kind of student he was, but Peter de Colechurch, who lived 700 years ago, was very keen on building bridges. Isn't that strange? I don't know why, but he was always building bridges. And perhaps when he was a wee boy, if he came to a stream, he would put a plank across it. And then when he grew up, he started to become more serious about making bridges. Peter de Colechurch. Now, at that time, there was a big problem in London. There's a wee song that boys and girls may still sometimes sing. They did sing it when I was a wee boy at school. Of course, that's a while ago. London Bridge is falling down. Have you ever heard that wee song? Eh? Good. Somebody's nodded their head. Thank you very much. They've heard that song. London Bridge is falling down. Well, that actually comes from the time of Peter de Colechurch. Long, long, long ago. Because London Bridge was always falling down. It was made of wood, you see. And when the current rose in the winter time and the river level got very high or the winds blew, London Bridge just fell. And the people on the one side couldn't get across to the people and they could just wave, hello, and it's a long way across. So Peter de Colechurch decided he would do something about it. And he decided to build, not a bridge of wood because it was always falling down, but he was going to build a bridge of stone. And he started. Didn't build it all himself, of course, but he drew the plans up and he got people to help him, and eventually London Bridge made of stone was started by this man called Peter. And let me tell you something about it. It was 926 feet long. Now our church from there to the people who are sitting right at the back, who I can see very well at the back window, that distance is 120 feet. So you've got to imagine something about eight times longer than our church. Eight of our churches put one against the other. That was the length of the very, very big bridge. And because it was such a big bridge and a long bridge, it took a long time to build. It was 20 feet wide and 30 feet high, and it took 33 years to build. But it was built of stone. All the other buildings, all the other bridges had been built of wood, and they'd all fallen down. But this one built by Peter de Kolchurch was made of stone. It was a really strong bridge. That wasn't a perfect bridge, but it was a good bridge. Peter was very clever, and down at the water he put what builders call starlings. That's a very strange name. It doesn't mean little birds. It means great big buttresses shaped like boats, so that when the water came against the piles of the bridge, it was guided right round and it didn't sweep the bridge away. And you'll be interested to know, well, I hope you are, I was, that this bridge built by Peter de Kolchurch lasted for 600 years. It's not a long time. Some of the other bridges only lasted a few years and then, boom, down they came. But this one lasted for 600 years. And it was so safe and so strong that people actually built houses on it and had shops on it and lived on it. And it wasn't until the late 1700s that at last, after 600 years, Peter's Bridge was given up. So it was a very fine bridge. Sadly, Peter died while the bridge was being built. And because he was the bridge builder, they buried him in a very funny place. They buried him in the middle of the bridge, in a little chapel. And when the bridge was being taken down later on, his bones were taken away. So that's my second story about a London Peter. Peter of Pudding Lane, who burned the place down. Peter de Kolchurch, who built the place up. He built a bridge. But you know, boys and girls, if you look at the verse our two friends read for us this morning, John 14:6, you'll see another bridge builder. And this builder is not Peter de Kolchurch, he's the Lord Jesus. And he said long ago, I am the way and the truth and the life. I am building a bridge. And my bridge is not across the River Thames. My bridge is from earth to heaven. And if you want to get to heaven, you've got to come by me. I am the bridge. I'm both the builder and the bridge. And if you come by me, you'll pass over from earth and you'll get right to heaven. And you know the wonderful thing, boys and girls and men and women in church this morning, is this. That bridge has been in existence for 600 years? No. 2,000 years. And it's never blown down yet. And everyone who crosses it gets to heaven safely. If you start on earth and trust the Saviour, he's the bridge which will take you to heaven. And there never will be another bridge. Peter's bridge got old and worn down, but Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. I wonder if any of you are still not crossing by that bridge. You want to get to heaven? You would love to be there to meet your friends and to see the Saviour, but you've never started on the bridge. He's the bridge. And he asks you today to come and cross to heaven by him. So there's two stories about Peter's from London.